Okay. I'm Martha Laufer here interviewing Gwen Young on September 20th, 2012 at the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville, Kentucky. And Ms. Young, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
For this recording, can you acknowledge that you signed and understood the consent gift form?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, can you say and spell your name for the record?
It's Gwendolyn Young, G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N, Young, Y-O-U-N-G.
Tell me when and where you were born.
Born in Louisville, Kentucky, some years ago.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Can you briefly describe your education and professional background?
Yes, the highest level of education is law school. I'm a licensed attorney in the state of Kentucky. Attended college and law school in the state of Minnesota. I attended Carleton College. I have a BA in psychology, and I have a Juris Doctorate degree from the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. And what about your professional background?
My work history, it's varied actually, and I kind of think it's I'm starting to enjoy it. Well, I've enjoyed it all along, but when I look back over the years, I started in public service with the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights as an investigator, civil rights investigator. Shortly thereafter, I went to the Human Relations Commission and was the supervisor over the investigative arm of the commission, and within a year or so I became the executive director of that agency. Was there for 10 to 11 years. Thereafter, I went to the private sector, and I became an in-house employment attorney for a local, actually a regional bank, a fairly large regional bank, and was there for 16 years. Thereafter, I am now in the nonprofit world. I'm in-house counsel for the Muhammad Ali Center, and I also have a part-time family law practice.
Good, that's interesting. Okay, how did you initially become involved with the Human Relations Commission?
I came back to Louisville upon graduating from the University of Minnesota Law School. I took the Minnesota bar, but I came home. This is home. My mom, my grandparents, everybody was here. So I came home with the big idea that I was relocating to California. I was going to become an entertainment attorney. Sounded pretty sexy and sounded exciting. Little did I know that to come home, I really needed money to sustain myself. So very quickly, even being here in Louisville, I figured out that I needed to get some kind of employment, if nothing more than to accumulate enough cash to make my move to California. As it turned out, the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights was advertising for an investigator, civil rights investigator. I was definitely had a keen interest always in civil rights and social justice issues, so that just seemed to be a natural. I was attracted to that naturally. So I went to work there, never with the intent of staying very long, and ended up being an investigator there about a year when one of my coworkers alerted me to a local agency, the Louisville Jefferson County Human Relations Commission, that was looking for a compliance supervisor. With my legal background, by then I had taken the Kentucky bar and passed the Kentucky bar, as well as the Minnesota bar. And with my year of investigative experience with the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights, I was pretty competitive for that supervisory job. And as it turned out, I received that position. So I was in that job, as I said, managing and supervising investigators, both employment and housing investigators, for I guess about a year and a half. And the then executive director resigned. I was given the position on an interim basis, held that on an interim basis for less than a year, and was named the executive director of that agency. I was 26 years old.
Do you remember what year that was that you started?
With the Louisville Jefferson County?
With the, yeah, Human Relations Commission?
Yes, I want to say, let's see, 80? I graduated from law school in 79, 80, maybe 81. Yes, I would say January 1981.
Okay. And what year did you start as the director?
It would have been, I'm thinking, I don't have my resume in front of me, that would have been helpful. Mm-hmm. 82? Yeah. Sometime in 82. Until 93 or 4. Until 93 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Describe your official duties and responsibilities related to the commission.
As noted earlier, as compliance supervisor, my primary job was to supervise the investigation of housing, employment, and public accommodation cases, to supervise, I think at the time we may have had 4 or 5 investigators. Also needed at that particular time here, prior to that time, there had not been a real analysis of the anti-discrimination laws of the city and the county to know exactly what the enforcement responsibilities of the agency were. They never had at the time I replaced someone who was an attorney. So he helped put the process in place in terms of how the commission's role in the anti-discrimination panel and what their responsibilities were, training the investigators. So I picked up those responsibilities. I trained the investigators on the investigative process, how you investigate a case, what you do, decorum, demeanor, the kinds of evidence and information we needed, how to write a report. Then I trained the commissioners on their role as the anti-discrimination panel members, what they should be looking for when they're looking for cause or no cause, the definition of the various kinds of discrimination. So I trained them, and I trained the full board as well on their role as within that entire investigative process. I hope we're recording. As the executive director of the agency, I picked up, in addition to those duties, I did very little of that once I became the executive director, but I worked mostly with the commissioners, and it was a body of 21 commissioners who were appointed by the judge and the mayor, county judge and the mayor. It was during the time that we had 2 branches of government. I worked primarily with them, and I picked up a lot of administrative duties and responsibilities, negotiating contracts with the EEOC, which allowed us to hire more staff to do more work in the city and the county with respect to investigating those cases, negotiating contracts with HUD, Housing and Urban Development, for the same purposes, to hire more staff and to be able to touch and investigate more cases of alleged discrimination in the area of housing. And then working also with the elected officials. Lots of work with the Board of Aldermen at the time, they were called, and the fiscal court members, responding to their requests and information that they required and needed. And then I worked with our committees. The commission had a number of very robust and vibrant committees to help spearhead changes in the law. Under the time that I was there, we were able to, and I don't remember if it happened right, as we did so much work in the area of fairness, sexual orientation coverage. It started with, during the time that I was there, we worked very closely with the Fairness Campaign, it's called now. Many of those people I still know, to try and get the laws expanded to include coverage against discrimination based on sexual orientation. Disability rights, we did a lot of work in the area of protecting individuals based upon claims of disability discrimination, which at the time was in the law, but was not really enforced that much. And we worked with a lot of the advocacy, local advocacy groups, and that's part of my job was to work with those committees. So I hope that kind of summarizes what those duties were.
Did you take on any informal volunteer responsibilities as related to the commission? And if so, what?
I don't think so. I think most of what I did, all of what I did, I felt was tied to my work as the director of the commission. It was a lot of work in the community, but it was all tied to the work in the commission. That very broad, and I don't want to quote me on this, but I thought it was executive order, or the resolution was 193 that talked in the very broad terms of the scope of what the commission was to do, to promote understanding and respect among all people. Well, that's very broad, and it took me to all four corners of our community to deal with all kinds of social justice kinds of issues. So I worked with any number, I mean, many nights I didn't get home until 8 or 9 o'clock, attending meetings, school board meetings. Another big issue was education and the desegregation plan at the time. I worked tirelessly with many members of the community, many civil rights leaders, as well as other advocates, to ensure that that assignment plan was fair and that, you know, so, and I didn't consider that volunteer work. That was just a part of what I believed was the role of the commission.
Great. Okay, during your time with the commission, and I know you've touched on this before, but what were some of the key issues you were involved in?
And as I said before, disability rights, protecting and enforcing the law regarding disability rights, working tirelessly to get coverage for sexual orientation under the local laws. And again, as I'm saying, my memory is slipping me as to whether or not we got that accomplished prior to my leaving or did it happen shortly thereafter. But somewhere I want to think it happened before 1993, before I left, maybe not. The other piece of it was education and fairness in education for our students in this community. So those are the things we worked hard, as well as housing discrimination. And we also had hate crimes became a big deal under my during the time that I was there. And we developed strategies and ways to deal with that, or to not to deal with it, but to respond. We enlisted the support of local police and other organizations to help us. We pressed for prosecutions of individuals who sought to violate the civil rights of individuals in our community. In fact, that was another thing we did, is we got a hate crime law passed during that time. So I think we did a lot of good work during the time that I was there. And I look back on that time and very pleased with some of the things we were able to do, but you never can do enough. I mean, the problem never, it's not going away. You create laws to try and shape behavior, but real change comes from within. And, you know, I don't know how much of that we've been able to do, but I think it's better. Obviously, it's better than it was, but we're not where we should be or where we need to be.
How would you characterize the commission's relationship with community activists, social justice groups during your time with the commission?
Excellent. I think we were in lockstep on most everything. We were very involved. When you talk about some of the leaders that we all admire and now pay great tribute to, Ann Braden, Lewis Coleman, I'm trying to think of others. Well, Ira Grouper is still here and around. He was not only a commissioner, but he was also, after that, he was on the committees. Carla Wallace, Fairness Campaign, she's still around, still working. Our committees, as I say, they were so active. Education, we had an education committee, disability rights committee, fairness committee, and all of these committees were made up of people who were activists in the area, and they brought those things to, you know, we the commission, thought it was important in order to promote understanding and respect. We had to work with these groups to find out what it is that needed to be addressed and how we could assist and do that, and that's what we did.
How would you characterize the commission's relationship with city government during your time with the commission?
How would I characterize it? I think government was, in honesty, yeah, and I have nothing to lose here. I think that they understood the laws and thought it was great that we had laws, but I never knew if they ever expected anybody to enforce the laws. I don't know that they ever thought that there would be a process put in place whereby, and according to the ordinance, it certainly laid that out, that there would be investigators. Investigators would file complaints, and those complaints would be served, and that you would actually sit down and request data and information regarding a petition or a complaint. I got the impression sometimes that
information regarding the petition or complaint. I got the impression sometimes that